News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has assured the nation that government is implementing effective vector control measures in light of the Zika virus threat facing Jamaica. The Prime Minister is, however, urging citizens to play their part to stem the spread of the virus by destroying mosquito breeding sites, among other actions.
Government has also provided funding to increase Jamaica's capacity to test for the virus. At the same time, we are ensuring that adequate supplies of pharmaceuticals are available free of cost at public health facilities. Additional financial and human resources have been provided to the Ministry of Health and other government entities so that they can be more effective in their actions.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the recent confirmation of one case of the Zika virus in Jamaica is not cause for alarm, but rather a reminder of the need for persons to do all they can to destroy mosquito breeding sites and prevent mosquito bites. 22 farm roads in 10 parishes are to be repaired under Phase 2 of the National Farm Road Rehabilitation Program. Speaking at the contract signing ceremony last Wednesday, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the focus on farm roads is critical to government's commitment to rural development. She says the roads are being rehabilitated as part of efforts to provide farmers with adequate road access from their farms to markets.
We are committed to assisting our farmers to raise their standard of living and improve their lives. At the same time, the improvements to farm roads across Jamaica will encourage new farmers to enter and expand the agricultural sector.
The contracts, valued at $182 million, will see the refurbishing of roads in Portland, St. James, Hanover, St. Mary, Clarendon, St. Thomas, St. Anne, St. Catherine, Westmoreland, and Trelawney. The Ministry of Education will be implementing two programs at a cost of $1.2 billion to further strengthen the quality of mathematics and science instruction in the public education system. The initiatives are the in-service training and pre-service scholarship programs. Under the in-service training program, the ministry will provide assistance to math and science teachers who need to upgrade their qualification to meet the required standards. With regards to the pre-service scholarship program, the ministry will select 200 persons to be qualified at a first-degree level to teach mathematics and the sciences. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says beneficiaries of this program will be recruited from secondary schools.
If any aspect of development of our economy and of our personal lives is to take place in this country, we are going to have to develop more of an interest and a skill in mathematics and the sciences.
Minister Thwaites was speaking in Parliament last Tuesday. And a $38.2 million state-of-the-art transportation center has been opened in Linstead, St. Catherine. The facility will accommodate the 292 route taxis and 110 rural buses plying routes between Linstead and several communities across St. Catherine, as well as those into Kingston and Spanish Town. Minister of Transport and Works Dr. Omar Davies says an efficient transport system is vital to the growth and development of Jamaica.
Put simply, we are facilitating the free movement of people, goods and services across Jamaica. This ministry has been deliberate and decisive in our attempt to make the public transportation system more disciplined and effective.
The Linstead Transportation Centre will be managed by the St. Catherine Parish Council and will complement the Linstead taxi stand, which was also refurbished at a cost of $10 million. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Hey girl, you coming to the party tonight?
I don't think so, you know. I don't have anybody to keep the baby. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19.
interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.